In the previous episodes of So, Where Are You From? We've delved into the perspectives of teachers and professionals, exploring their perceptions and aspirations for how they want the culture setting to look at NIST. Now for our last interview, we're joined by Santo, a student at NIST, who's going to be sharing her individual insights into the lived experiences, challenges, and triumphs of being an international school kid, and her experience with her own cultural identity, as well as cross-cultural identity, which is what we're going to be focusing on today. Now, like we did in our last episode, let's start with the question that often roots these conversations of cultural identity. So, where are you from? Could you share a bit about yourself and your cultural background?
Yeah, so I like to perceive myself as fully Japanese. Both my parents are from Japan.
Born and raised in Japan, but for me, I was born here in Bangkok, Thailand, and have grown up in this community. And I've been at NIST since year two.
Can you share a bit about your cultural upbringing and how culture has looked for you and your family?
So culture has been a really important part of my family and also my lifestyle and growing up. My parents actually, growing up, forbade my brothers and I from speaking in English in the household because they wanted, well, partly it was because to enhance our Japanese speaking skills, of course, but actually it was to ensure that our roots of being Japanese and, you know, valuing our culture and language, which is an essential part of, you know, Japanese culture and practices, just don't dissipate over time.
So you said you've never lived in Japan, right? Would you say that this technique of just speaking Japanese at your house until a certain age kind of helped you become close to your Japanese cultural identity?
Yeah, I think that despite not being fully living in Japan, I have never actually lived in Japan ever, unless just visiting for grandparents, I think I still maintain the values and the key religious beliefs, whether that be our Shintoism. I also believe in Buddhism, which is also an essential part of Japanese culture. We never forget to pay respect to our ancestors and our elders. Those core beliefs never change despite being in a different country. So I do think that at the moment, Japanese